Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
Well, this is interesting. At least where I'm sitting, the weather has just taken a very quick change. All right, well, let's introduce the show, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Hi, friends. Let's talk here for a Wednesday morning program. Scott Giese with you. Again, our friend the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, is on a family vacation this week, and hopefully he's having a really good time. And it's not raining where he is, because here at our studio just a few minutes ago, the heavens just opened up. I tell you, as I was walking in this morning from the parking lot, I'm looking up like, okay, that looks interesting. And boom, we are getting, at least right here, we are getting a downpour right now. It is pouring here, and thankfully the power's on. Oh, wow. It happened again yesterday. Anyway, let's introduce the program, then we'll get on to that. Welcome to the show. It is interesting. I was going to give my car a car wash today. I think it's getting the car wash right now. God, I guess, thank you very much. Save me a few bucks. All right, there we go. We got a busy program. All right, lots of things to talk about. We have a guest, our friend Rabbi David Ostrich from the State College Jewish Congregation is going to join me. We've had Rabbi Ostrich on before. I actually reached out to him several weeks ago to, this was after the incidents we've had in our country, anti-Semitism, two young people murdered down in D.C., some crackpot trying to set people on fire in Colorado, whatever the heck that was. And I reached out to the rabbi to say, all right, would you like to talk about these issues? And he said, yes. He said, I'm on vacation right now. I'm like, all right, that's cool. All right, have a good time. He is back now. Now, of course, this was weeks ago, and before Israel and Iran started shooting at each other, 2 weeks ago, roughly. So do we have plenty to talk about? Yes, we do. All right, so Rabbi Ostrich is going to join me later this hour and into the next hour, and hopefully he owns an umbrella because he's going to need one right now here. Woo! All right, let's talk about weather. First off, let's mention we got some open line time. If you'd like to chime in, 814-954-7266, or just sit back and enjoy and listen and so on. 814-954-7266. Yes, we had another power outage pretty much in the same place as the power outage on Monday. And so if, I mean, I'm starting to have some questions now for West Penn Power. Like, okay, what's going on here? All right, once is bad. Two in a row? Are we going to have another one today? Is some transformer going to blow up? Or some other mishap's going to take place? And poof! Thousands of people, once again, without power on Monday when it was 95, and then yesterday when it was 95, at least at one point for me yesterday as I'm, you know, traveling around, it was 97, if I trust the thermometer in my vehicle, was 97 degrees at one point yesterday. And once again, several thousand people in the neighborhood essentially part of State College Borough, but more Ferguson Township, kind of maybe a little west and south. Several thousand people lost power again yesterday because of whatever. I never did really get a firm idea of what happened yesterday. Monday, it was a blown transformer. Up it went. You know, heat and air conditioning and whatever. We've talked about this, you know. Is our electric grid ready for the future? And I think the firm answer is no. No, it's not. And that's here, and it's probably almost anywhere. It is not ready for the future. Now, you can debate, you know, in different directions. Climate change, warm. Now, folks, we've had heat waves before. Okay, we have. What's different now is probably more homes and businesses have air conditioning today than in the past. All right. So there's that drag. If you follow news, you've heard of these data centers, these gigantic buildings full of computers, AI, which is power hungry and so on, and that's kind of pulling on the electric sources and so on. Is our electric grid ready for the future? Again, almost certainly the answer is no. No, it's not. And I know for me, you know, when we talk about government spending on this, that, and the other thing, improving and hardening and futurizing, if you will, our electric grid should be somewhere near the top of the list. And it never is. You know, the talking heads, you know, politicians never seem to get around to this. And so we're sitting waiting for power companies to do it. Well, maybe. And so we have a situation like we've had this week with extreme heat. I don't know about here exactly, but in some cases, there has been record-breaking heat. New York City, Boston, I'm thinking cities now primarily. They've posted, you know, new records. I saw some blurb on TV yesterday. I can't remember where I saw it now, where it had a list of some cities with new records, and the old records, I think in one case, the one record went back to 1880. It was like 95 or 96 degrees back in 1880. Yes, we've got records that go back that far. Then yesterday, might have been New York, can't remember where, they broke the record. All right, so now they have a new record. So is that climate change? Let's not go down that road. All right, 1880, I don't think we had climate change, but it was still really hot, apparently, at this place, you know, back then. And there were some other records from like 20-something and so on. In other words, these were really old single-day records. And so, okay, yeah, we know that. It's been hot this week. Whew. Now, the good news is it's moving off. And actually, as I'm looking out our studio window, looks like the rain has moved off. So that was kind of a quick hitter right there. But it was pouring there for a couple of minutes. Whoa. We're still under, last I checked, we're still under that heat advisory, which is supposed to go until 8 o'clock this evening. I don't know if 8 o'clock, okay, that's just a time they throw out there. I don't think anything amazing is going to happen at 8 o'clock. So it's going to start to ease today. I don't know. I would be curious to go outside right now, and I can't. I'm at a microphone. It'd be interesting to go outside right now. It's like, did we get any relief? Now, keep in mind, the humidity essentially isn't going anywhere. The heat is. The humidity isn't. So I bet if I would go outside right now, it's probably a bit steamy with all that rain that just fell here in the last few minutes. But it's going to ease off. All right, that's the good news. Allegedly, Friday's high is supposed to be 75. Like, really? Now, I'm ringing the bell. Okay. The dilemma, now, we've had a couple of really hot days. We'll say three of them, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all right? Sunny, beautiful days, really hot, all right? Yes, it's not going to be as hot. It's still going to be humid, and yes, here comes some rain, all right? Last week was rainy week. Then we had a dry spell. Here comes more rain. I knew we were supposed to maybe get something today. I wasn't expecting happened just a few minutes ago, right here in our studio. Probably tomorrow and Friday are the better, opportunities, if you will, for rain, thunder showers, and all that sort of stuff. So, keep an eye on the weather forecast. Relief is coming. It's not going to get cold, all right? That's ridiculous. It's June. But we're going to get back to, if you will, some normalcy. Again, heat, blown transformers, power out. Now, there's a line I've used here on the show a bunch of times, and it's true. If you think you've got it bad, somebody else has it worse. All right. I saw a blurb that apparently in northern Adams County, that's the area north of Gettysburg. I'm not sure what happened down there, but it's several thousand people are without power. And according to that fancy online outage map that you can, you know, call up and look at, those folks, and it's probably hotter in Adams County than it is here, maybe at least by a couple or a few degrees, simply because they're, you know, south of us, or more south of us. So it's probably warmer down there. Allegedly, their power won't come back on until tomorrow evening. Now, imagine being in that situation. It is sweltering. It has been sweltering. Something happened down there. Several thousand people allegedly won't get their power back until sometime tomorrow evening. Like, ooh, okay. All of a sudden around here, all right, doesn't feel so bad. But still, you know, politicians listening, whatever, think tank people, we have got to do something about our electric grid. It is not ready for the future. Now, one man's opinion, you may disagree, although I doubt it. One man's opinion, we have got to improve our electric grid to avoid situations like we've encountered this week. Because again, this AI stuff, not going away. It's only going to grow. Again, these gigantic buildings, they seemingly are starting to pop up everywhere across the country. Boop, 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 boop. And these big buildings essentially are full of computers. I mean, like stem to stern, full of computers. And they are energy hogs. Because all those computers, I mean, heat and electronics do not get along. And so those buildings have got to be kept cool. Well, again, we're talking a massive, if you've never seen one of these, a massive building. One of the biggest buildings you've probably ever seen. And full of computers, and they're all running and throwing off heat, and you got to keep them cool. They got to be air conditioned. They are absolute energy hogs. We are restarting nuclear power plants simply to run these buildings. So, for instance, Three Mile Island, down outside of Harrisburg, was supposed to just end. They were supposed to turn it off. Remember, it had a couple of reactors. I can remember, I was a kid, 1979, the almost meltdown or whatever of the one reactor at TMI. That one got put out of commission right there in 1979. Boom. The other one was still operating and doing fine. But then the decision was made, I'm not sure, several years ago, okay, we don't need TMI anymore, and I don't know, maybe it was folks, hey, we'll just put up solar panels or something, or we'll put up windmills, and we don't need TMI anymore. So they were going to shut it down, and I believe it was Microsoft that came calling and said, you know what, how about you not shut that down, and we'll take all the power from that, and we're going to route it to this data center. And as I recall, the data center is not in Harrisburg. I think it's in Maryland, which they're building. They're going to build it. And essentially, if I understand this right, all of the power from this TMI reactor, which used to come to us, if you will, all right, regular stuff, is now going to go to Microsoft and their gigantic building full of computers. How about that? And nuclear, it's interesting, nuclear is making a comeback. Isn't that interesting? Well, it's clean. All right, there's no emissions. Yeah, there's that nasty radioactive whatever stuff. Got to watch out for that. And it runs 24/7. You don't need sunshine. You don't need wind. It just runs. And ever so slowly, nuclear is like, we have these energy demands that we've got to answer now. I've seen one story that claims this summer, there could be, depending on where you are, maybe some rolling brownouts or blackouts in various parts of the country because the grid cannot keep up with the demand. Now, that's not what happened here in the last couple of days. We had a transformer blow, whatever the heck happened yesterday, not far from our studio. We got knocked off the air again, all that stuff. But the energy demand is just growing. How are we going to meet it? One man's opinion, solar panels and windmills are not going to get us there. So there is a big story for the future. Watch out on that. The heat, I've seen a couple stories about road problems in the neighborhood. Have you seen these? Where roads or streets or something have buckled because of the heat the last 3 days. I think I-99 somewhere near Skytop. You might want to drive, you know, watch out for either cones or signs or something that's going to tell you, okay, we got a problem up ahead, and it's like a hump or a bump, And if you're going full speed and you hit that hump or bump, boom, boom, yeah, good luck with that. Have fun. I think there's at least a couple of these somewhere out there. They've been noticed. I assume they've been marked, again, with cones and signs and all that sort of stuff. So now we actually got to be careful with our driving. All right. Now, I'm not sure exactly how you fix that. You know, you tamp it down or what do you do with it? I don't know. But that's all because of heat, excessive heat on the roadway and I guess under the roadway. Whoop, it just kind of puts a hump in the road. You hit that really fast, you're going to jump. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm thinking maybe especially more outlying roads where the road crews don't normally visit regularly or isn't a high traffic area, you know, back roads and stuff like that. You might want to keep your eyes open just for, hey, where did that hump come from? Well, road buckling, I guess, is the fancy term. We've got to watch out for that. All right, if you're out and about, keep your eyes open for that sort of stuff. Of course, a lot of things in the neighborhood. Now, Scott here, I'm from Penns Valley. My friends from Center Hall are having their annual townwide yard sale, which is Friday and Saturday. All right, caller, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment. Friday and Saturday. Now, thankfully, it was not Monday and Tuesday. Ooh, that would have been really hot. We'll see if the weather holds. Again, there's probable thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow and Friday. Not sure about Saturday, but thankfully it's just going to be cooler. By the way, if your area has things like this, all right, Center Hall, I know because it's close to where I live. You can always call in and say, hey, we're doing this. We'd love to take that. 814-954-7266. All right, let's take a quick call here before we break. Again, we got a sports segment. We have some interesting discussion coming up later on and more. But let's go to the phones and say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Scott. You hit my funny bone here. And I agree. We got to mark this date down in history. I agree with everything you just said.
Oh my!
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. Ooh. Now let me tell you, I analyze everything, and I have forever. And at 67, I've analyzed this because I need to use electricity in my business. It's really important.
Sure, most businesses.
And,
yeah.
And I lived here, and I lived all over the country. Many, many. I probably moved 25, 30 times. And here's what I see the problem being. Politicians and bureaucrats are not that bright. They just go along to get along. And I'm not trying to diminish them. It's a personality trait. When I'm looking at what's happening, we should be 90% nuclear right now. And here's the reason why. It is the most efficient, cheapest, with the less waste produced energy source in the world. The French are almost all nuclear. People get brainwashed so easily. And because when Three Mile Island was happening, I didn't live that far from it. So, and I'm like, oh, we're going to die. Just shut up and live your life. Stuff happens.
Okay.
You move on. It's technology. It's going to fail. Figure a better way to do it. But the point is, with nuclear, the coal industry funded the anti-nuke movement. That came out 20 years later. When we stopped building nuclear power plants, and what happened at Three Mile Island? Well, everybody wants to rely on other instruments. Oh, I'm a private pilot. My instructors told me, rely on your instruments. I said, well, instruments fail. We'll still rely on them. No, I'm going to rely on my common sense. How about that? That makes more sense to me. Don't tell me to rely on technology because it fails. What happened with Three Mile Island? Well, the operator, the instruments were telling him that the nuclear reaction was getting, wasn't enough water, wasn't enough fuel. I mean, wasn't enough coolant to cool it down. So what did he do? He turned more water on to cool it down. And what happened? It created steam and the rest is history. So it was false technology that caused that crisis. Now nuclear power plants are far more sophisticated. We need to build more nukes. Let me tell you another thing, Scott. State College, one of the most beautiful cities in the country. A lot of the infrastructure is under the ground. Why are we building these wires above the ground in the weather? Stupidity. Put the wires. But here's the problem. You have these echo nukes, these crazy people, these green people that don't want to disturb anything under the ground, but they'll put these ugly windmills up on beautiful mountains. I would destroy every one of those. It just destroys the ambiance of the mountains, and it does no good. They're worthless. They're very expensive. Let's put the infrastructure under the ground. And the other thing is, we don't look to the future 100 years down the line. We look at the end of our hand. Here's why socialism doesn't work and government planning doesn't work. They don't know what the hell they're doing. That's the problem.
Okay.
We need private industry that has money invested that they can lose to say, hey, listen, before you build in this area, what are we going to do about the infrastructure? Come up with a solution. And the other thing is, we should have done this. I noticed this in the 1970s. The roadways, it's unsustainable. One person per car, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because the infrastructure's not there.
Mm.
Why isn't it there? Because we take trillions of dollars and waste it overseas. If we took all that money that we spend on foreign aid, just foreign aid alone, and put it into the infrastructure of America. Now, certain things government should do. They should build roads. They do that well. Build bridges when they get the money. We have some of the best infrastructure in the world as far as roads are concerned. Not the way they are with speed bumps and destruction because of salt. But I'm saying the concept of north to south, east to west, and that came from the military. The reason why we built this infrastructure based on the German Autobahn was to send troops in case there was a war.
Eisenhower, 1950s, yeah.
So you know it.
Yeah.
But the point is we need to take that money, that federal money, those highway funds, and increase it 100-fold. And I agree with you, Scott. Let's get this infrastructure going because just like the Internet, it's a vast wasteland now. The infrastructure's not there. They look at your Internet failing all the time and slowing. It was better in the 90s than it is today. It was faster.
We are in rare agreement.
Yeah, we need to think what's going to be. We don't care about what 100 years from now or 50 years from now. We just want to know the next 2 or 3 years or 5 years. It doesn't work.
More like the next year or two.
Yeah. Look at this road they want to build in Pennsylvania. That'll never get done. That'll never get done. Because, you know, can you imagine if we had these wackos? Because the lawyers are just trying to make money. We would never have I look at our railway infrastructure and go, how did they do that? Oh, my God. There was no computers. How did they build these railways? That's an amazing feat. You couldn't do that today. The lawsuits would stop it. And there's certain things in the Constitution the founders are really smart about, was when you're dealing with building the infrastructure of a country, you can use eminent domain for the public good. I agree with that. You want to put a roadway through my house to build a highway, do it. It's only a house. Pay me for it. I'll move. Oh, no, it's my grandparents lived here. Yeah, I don't want to move. Shut up.
That's a little harsh.
Just shut up. No, it's not. People are so whiny. You know, just move on.
Okay.
Ooh, my phone. Get all the memorabilia. Get your ass out of there. And let them put a roadway through. What are you whining about?
A hundred years,
no one's even going to think about you anyway. I'm just saying. I hate to use the term, be a man. Just shut up and help the country. Let the roadways come through. Stop following the lawsuits because you're protecting the snail darter. And help the republic. Whiny people. They're getting worse.
Whiny. Got to take a break.
All right,
stop whining. Have a good day. We'll see you later. we got to take a break. We really do. I mean, I agree with some of the stuff from our caller there. I mean, the electric grid needs to be really improved so that we don't continue to have situations like we've had here in our studio the last 2 days running now. And again, I mentioned that whatever happened in northern Adams County, I guess yesterday something blew up or something happened, and those poor folks, and it's hot down there, apparently aren't getting their power back till tomorrow night. And it wasn't a storm, right? Yeah, we had that freak storm here, weeks ago, whenever that was, which knocked down poles and lines, and just that was a freak storm. Okay, we knew a storm was coming. We had no idea it would be that bad, but the last 2 days, it's just been hot. And the problem, if you use that word, is the draw on the system, I guess, caused problems. Well, guess what? That's going to happen again. That's inevitable. So it's just, anyway, let's take our break. All right, we got our normal sports segment coming up. We got some interesting things to talk about. Again, we're going to talk with Rabbi David Ostrich from the State College Jewish Congregation. Interesting things we'll talk about with him. And then we'll probably have some open time later next hour. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox on a suddenly rainy Wednesday morning, and we'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now.
Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
All right, we are bad to the bone this morning. Not sure how many bones we have. Let's talk here for Wednesday. Again, Scott with you. Our buddy Jeff Byers is on a family vacation. He's probably having ribs, all right? That's bad to the bone. Maybe not this early, but anyway. Interesting conversation coming up a little later on, so stay tuned for that. But this is our normal sports segment. Not a lot going on right now. Obviously, no high school stuff. There's no Penn State scores. But there's still stuff, all right? Let's start with basketball. The NBA draft begins tonight. Now, if you're not familiar, the NBA draft is two rounds, not like the NFL and another draft, just two rounds. Round one tonight. Round two will be tomorrow night. Penn State center Yannick Cohn-Niederhauser is right there, and he is expecting to hear his name called probably not tonight in the first round. There's all these different mock drafts out there on these so-called experts and so on. And all of them that I've seen have Niederhauser going in the second round. That would be tomorrow night. Let's see. On Three Sports. All right. Now, again, they go team by team with these mock drafts. On Three Sports has Niederhauser going in the 34th pick. Now, that would be early in the second round to the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, we'll see if that happens. New York Times had a mock draft this week. They have Niederhauser going on the 42nd pick to the Sacramento Kings. All right. I think I've seen one mock draft that has him going to the Golden State Warriors. That would be Steph Curry and friends. So that would be kind of interesting. But all the ones I've seen for Niederhauser, it's second round. And again, that's tomorrow night. This is tonight, round one tonight. Everybody and their uncle pretty much knows Cooper Flagg from Duke is going to be the first choice tonight. 8 o'clock. ABC, I guess, is having coverage of this tonight. ESPN2, which I expected, but apparently the big network, ABC, is going to have coverage tonight. That's interesting. Round 2 tomorrow night is also at 8 o'clock. That one's only supposed to be on ESPN. So if you're, you know, Penn State fan and you're looking for the names, probably tomorrow night is probably going to be your go. So we'll see how that goes, and good luck to Yannick, all right, as he hopefully starts a professional NBA career. That's cool. All right, how about Penn State men's basketball? Saw a story in the Daily Collegian. Penn State has another pledge from another international player. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Tibor Mertic is a 6'8 power forward from Slovenia. 22 years old, I believe. He has played in the ABA League, which is a European league, where he averaged 11.5 points, about 4 rebounds and 2 assists across 23 minutes in his league action from this past year. Now, again, Penn State's got this is men's basketball. They got a player shortage. They lost a bunch of guys for various reasons. And right now they now have recruited 3 foreign or European players. So Mertic is one. 7-foot center Ivan Juric from Croatia is one. And a guard from Turkey, Melih Tunca, is one. So this is interesting. They recruited a guard, a power forward, and a center. Even with that, right now, if the count is correct, Penn State still only has 11 scholarship players on their list. That's not enough. You're going to need more. So if that's transfer portal, if it's let's go back to Europe again and so on, this year's Penn State men's basketball team is going to have an interesting flavor. I mean, they've got some really good high school kids coming in. You've got these European players coming over. Got to be an interesting season, and they still have some work to do. Again, 11 is not nearly enough. They need more than 11. So stay tuned. We're going to see how that goes in the future. All right, let's go to baseball. First, State College Spikes, they're in a rough patch right now. They dropped another game, this time in Williamsport last night. Final score of 8-2 to the Cross Cutters. Williamsport scored 5 runs in the first inning, and it was pretty much all downhill from there. Spikes have lost 4 straight now. Let's see. No, obviously, now we've got to keep an eye on the weather again. Thinking rain, not heat. State College at Williamsport scheduled for the second game of their series later on this evening. Major League Baseball, Pittsburgh Pirates. Well, we had most of their game last night here on 98.7 The Fox. After we got the power back and restored all our machines and so on, we had most of the game last night. Maybe we should have skipped it. Pirates lost to Milwaukee 9-3. The Brewers built a 7-0 lead and then made it stand up. For the Brew Crew, Joey Ortiz had a good night. He had a pair of home runs. Andrew Heaney took the loss for the Bucks, allowed all 7 of those runs over 4-plus innings. One good note, if you're a Pirates fan, Nick Gonzalez, I mean, this guy's hot. I mean, he went 5-for-5 the other night. Last night, he had a 3-run homer, all 3 Pirates runs for the game. So he is on fire. Watch out for Nick Gonzalez. Maybe watch out for outfielder O'Neill Cruz. Now, O'Neill Cruz, I mean, he's got power. He can hit home runs. But every now and then he does things that, what? I mean, he misplayed a ball in the outfield the other day, and that looked really ugly. Last night, apparently, he had a situation, a runner on first base. He's at the plate. There is 1 out on the board. He hits a ground ball. They make the force out at second, and Cruz essentially pulled up running to first base because he thought that was the 3rd out. It was actually the 2nd out until they threw to first base and got the double play, and then it was the 3rd out. And after that, Cruz got pulled. He got pulled from the game and replaced. And if you do a little reading, I mean, after the game, he acknowledged he made a mistake. He miscounted the outs. Although, frankly, for me, it doesn't matter how many outs are. You hustle your butt down to first base. He didn't do that last night. Oops. So let's watch out what happens maybe for today's game. Final game of this series in Milwaukee. This is an afternoon game today. You'll hear it here on 98.7 The Fox. And Paul Skeens will be on the mound to see if he can hopefully get a win. He's doing great. The rest of the team not supporting him all that much. Airtime this afternoon from Milwaukee, 1:45. First pitch will be at 2:10 here on 98.7 The Fox. Philadelphia Phillies had a pitcher's duel in Houston last night, which unfortunately they lost 1-0. The only run, a solo home run from the Astros' Cooper Hummel. That was in the 8th inning off the hard luck losing pitcher, Ranger Suarez, who had a good game. 1 pitch. And last night, that's all it took. Phillies could only manage 4 hits in that game last night, so they drop it. Game 2 of their series is tonight in Houston. My Orioles lost a tough one to the Rangers last night, 6-5 in 10 innings. There was a controversial play at the plate in the 10th inning. The guy at first was called out for the Rangers. They did a review, and they reversed the call. Whoa, that takes some guts. And so the Rangers got that extra run on the board. Orioles couldn't respond in the 10th inning. And this was after, in the 7th inning, they scored 5 runs, in part because of back-to-back-to-back home runs. I mean, this was in Baltimore. Orioles fans were going berserk. Back-to-back-to-back home runs, of course, is extremely rare. This is where my friend the Ironhead would say you need to feed the beast. From our friends at Center Hall Farm Store, where you can feed your beast. Primarily, doesn't matter what your beast is. All right, if it's a farm beast, dogs, cats, birds, yeah, they're beasts. Is your lawn a beast right now? After after the weather we've had recently? Well, hey, you need to go to the Center Hall Farm Store and check out all the great stuff they have there for actual beasts and other beasts like lawns and stuff. CenterHallFarmStore.com is their website, or just check them out. When you do, say, hey, 98.7 The Fox sent me. Allison Street in Center Hall, they're open today. Check them out as they feed the beast. Now, the Orioles fed the beast and still lost. Well, okay, it's the way it goes. And those two teams will play again today. And in the NFL yesterday, all right, Steelers fans, Pat McAfee, very popular host on ESPN, gets a lot of guests. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers was a guest, the new Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. And McAfee and Rodgers have done this before, and so they're going back and forth and so on. A lot of folks are, I'm not sure, they're relieved, they're happy, maybe. I didn't see any remarks like on social media like, oh, darn, oh. Rodgers pretty much announced yesterday that this coming season, the 2025 season, is probably going to be his last. So, in other words, a one and done for the Steelers. And most of the reaction to that is people are happy. Not that they're not cheering against Rodgers, right? That's not it. They're saying, okay, this guy's in his 40s now. He's had a 20-year career. How much does he have left in the tank? When he comes out and says, you know what, this is probably it for me. 1 year. I'm going to take my shot with the Steelers this year and see how we do. And then I'm going to call it a career. Now, that's good news because if you're the Steelers, of course, you're planning for the future. All right, you signed Aaron Rodgers. He only signed a one-year deal. You signed Aaron Rodgers, and the idea is like, okay, he's going to hang around. How long is he going to hang around? Is he going to try to do a Tom Brady? You know, that sort of stuff. Okay, now, okay, Rodgers, 1 year with the Steelers. They're great. Let's say the Steelers somehow surprise everybody and do really well this season. Now Rodgers might say, well, we'll see what the Steelers management has to say, all right, because they haven't managed quarterbacks well lately. They just haven't. And so what are they going to do with this guy? And I've already seen, this is amazing, already seen Drew Aller's name, the Penn State quarterback. Of course, he's here this year. Next year, going pro. Steelers, Aller, I've already seen his name thrown into the conversation. Like, whoa, 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 slow down. Slow down, slow down. Let the kid play a college season, hopefully. Be nice. Win a national championship. That'd be cool. All right, none of that stuff. Right, let's not go there. But Rodgers announcing yesterday, yep, this is probably it, 1 year. Now the Steelers brass can kind of plan more for the future. Is Will Howard going to be their guy? Some folks say he's pretty good. Some folks, they're naysayers and so on. Who knows? Poor Mason Rudolph is sort of the guy caught in the middle. Like, yeah, I'm just kind of here. Yeah, I can play quarterback. Yeah. He's just kind of tossed in there. All right. So the Steelers could draft a quarterback again next year? I don't know. We're going to take a break. Just think about that. Maybe when our buddy the Ironhead comes back next week, I'll have to toss that at him. All right, what do you think about this? All right, along with all the wrestling stories we've had recently. I've got no wrestling updates today. This recruiting, decommitting stuff. I've got no updates today. We're going to leave that one alone. All right, so we're going to move on. All right, friends, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have a special guest. Some interesting discussion, if you will, ripped from the headlines. You know, some of the stuff that's been in the news, good and not so good recently. All right, so we got some good conversation coming up, I think. Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do all that when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
All right, it's my classical side again, all right? I like that. The Ironhead doesn't go for classical music. That's more my gig. So we're having some fun, all right? Let's talk here for a Wednesday morning. Again, Scott with you, and our buddy Jeff will be back next week. He's on a family vacation. He missed the power outages. Lucky dude. Although maybe where he is, they've had power outages. I don't know, but anyway. We'll have some open line time later in the next hour. But right now, I want to introduce our friend who's back with us, Rabbi David Ostrich. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice real to close to the edge of the microphone there.
Good
right?
morning.
There we
nice
go.
To be here.
We've had you on before, and I reached out to you originally weeks ago because I wanted to get some kind of, I guess, local reaction to some things that have happened around the country now several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you take vacations, really?
Yeah.
And you were in the Rocky Mountains.
Rocky Mountains.
What was that like? Where'd you go?
This beautiful. We went from 115 degrees in Phoenix to top of the Rocky Mountains National Park where there was 6 feet of snow on the ground.
Oh! How do you dress? Are you dressed for all that?
You carry a jacket.
You get a big
suitcase. Take it off.
Wow. Okay. So you went to Arizona,
New Mexico, and Colorado.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful.
That sounds
really
like a
beautiful.
You've done this before or
nope,
first time?
That was my first time.
First time?
In the Southwest, and it was gorgeous.
Wow.
All those pictures I've seen as a child, I now got to see in person, and it was quite thrilling.
Okay. What was your favorite spot? I've been to Arizona, not those other places.
Our hotel in Sedona, Arizona, is right across the street from these magnificent, they call them rocks, but they're really sort of quasi-mountains.
Okay.
And that was pretty thrilling.
Interesting. All right. Okay. So if the rabbi is not there for a weekly service, is there like an assistant rabbi, or how does that work?
We have lay members lead the service.
Oh,
we have some very learned people in the congregation who can fill in when I'm out of town.
Okay. See, I'm Christian. All right? I go to a church, and they have a fill-in pastor sometimes. The pastor is going to be away, and they call a fill-in pastor who shows up and leads the service and so on. That's not the way?
Well, it just depends on the congregation. Ours is a very small congregation, and we don't have an assistant rabbi or a third or fourth rabbi. So we have members of the congregation, but they're very learned and know what they're doing. So.
Okay. I should know this. Now,
and besides, God is still there. That's the important thing.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. I assume there's a synagogue in Altoona?
Yes. Actually, there are two.
There are two synagogues in Altoona. Where? Harrisburg. I assume there's something in
Harrisburg. There's several in Harrisburg.
Okay. At Williamsport?
Yes.
So, in other words, cities have a synagogue. I'm thinking about, you know, there are churches essentially everywhere. I mean, every little town has a church of some kind, or multiple churches.
Yeah. Well, Jews are a minority in the United States, and so therefore, in, you know, places that are not centers of Jewish population, we're fortunate to have one or two synagogues. In large places, there are bunches.
Right.
You know, I think in St. Louis, there are, I don't know, 20 or 30. You know, it's...
Ooh. Okay. Which makes sense.
Chicago, you know, 30 or 40. I mean, you know, it's...
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, originally I reached out to you weeks ago, and you're like, hey, I'm in the Rocky Mountains. I'm thinking, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. You interrupted me in the Rocky Mountain National Park.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
That's the blessing and the curse of cell phones.
You're supposed to take your phone and, like, turn it off and put it away and go enjoy climbing mountains or something. So
what, when I get an email from an important radio personality?
That wouldn't be me, but okay, whatever you want to say there. Obviously, let's start with this, because since then, of course, about not quite 2 weeks ago, Israel and Iran started shooting at each other. All right? And that's dominated the news now for the last 2 weeks, week and a half or thereabouts. I'm just curious, obviously you're Jewish, State of Israel and so on, and what initial reaction to what's been going on in the last week and a half?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing to say is that I'm not a military person. I don't know the ins and outs of the military strategy or weapons and things like that. So, you know, I just sort of am watching with concern. I have family in Israel who are very concerned about the bombs that keep exploding over their heads. You know, even when the Iron Dome catches something, there's still an explosion and there's still debris that falls on the ground, so there's a lot of booms. And so my relatives in Israel have described the fear, and they hunker down in their bomb shelters and things like that. So this is not like fun and games. This is serious business, and it's also serious business for the people of Iran. And, of course, one of the big questions is, are the people of Iran behind the regime that's been ruling them for all these decades that has oppressed them as well as supporting terrorism in other parts of the world? So it's a very difficult situation, and I have no expertise other than to watch with great concern for everybody involved.
Okay. Now, you are American. All right. But you say you have relatives that live in Israel. I mean, do you stay in constant contact?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we...
Okay.
We have, you know, that's cell phones, you know.
All right.
Cell phones,
computers,
and WhatsApp and that kind of stuff. Right. Yeah, we're in contact quite a bit.
I mean, were they surprised when this whole thing started a week and a half ago? Do you know?
We have to remember, they've been under threat of bombardment for the last almost 2 years because the Houthis and the Hezbollah and, you know, Iran has shot things before. So they're in a state of war. And the young men and women are called up into the army and they go on reserves. and some of my relatives have gone and seen some of the things that are going on over there. I heard a report about one of the giant bunkers, Hezbollah bunkers in Lebanon, where there was like a dormitory for several hundred people, all stocked with, you know, bedding and supplies and all this kind of stuff for people to come in and then sneak into Israel and kill people. So this is a very sobering kind of a sight. So the people over there are under a war situation.
That must be difficult, I would think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and they live a normal life. Every time, you know, most of us, all we have to go on is media. Mm-hmm. News channels and whatever, and of course, yeah, here we are live in Tel Aviv, and we're live in Jerusalem, you know, blah, blah, blah. You don't really see real life when you watch the TV news. You see little clips, and it's, no, the clips they want you to see.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's one of the criticisms, is that the pool reporters go there and they don't go out in the country. They stay in the same hotels, they live in the same apartment buildings, they work at the same bars. They get their information from people who walk in from outside, and so they don't always have a complete picture. They also post pictures. I remember one of my friends, this is already decades ago, one of my friends was on patrol in the Gaza Strip. This is back before 2005, when Israel gave Gaza back to the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
They were marching, and he saw, they were on patrol, and he saw a bunch of kids playing soccer. And then CNN truck drives up, and the cameraman gets out. They come out and start throwing stones at something, and then CNN leaves, and they go back to playing soccer. So it's very, very contrived and very,
okay,
you know, very, very, very contrived. And I mean, you know, it's very hard to know what really is happening in any situation. But there's a lot of contrived and orchestrated imagery that's being put up for us.
What about on the Israeli side? Is there such things happening on the Israeli side? Somehow, I mean, the TV crews show up and they change and do something different.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that Israel is an open society where people do all kind of things. So that they have people, the same plaza of people demonstrating for the government, against the government. Whatever debate you have going on in the United States about Israel's policy or Israel's stance or anything else like that, that debate is going on in Israel very vigorously. And when I was there about a year and a half ago, no, 2 years ago now, there was big demonstrations every Saturday night. Thousands and thousands of people in the streets protesting some of the internal policies of the government. So it's, there's a lot going on there, and if you have a camera, you can find pretty much whatever you want.
All right, now from your knowledge or contacts that you have, I've seen multiple stories here in the past week that allegedly, all right, Israel attacks Iran and they start firing at each other and all this sort of thing. The story is essentially saying, well, Israel's a divided country, but now they're united behind the government and taking on Iran. Is that true?
I think it's hard to say on every issue, but I think what you have here is a multiplicity of issues. And on some things, there's agreement, and some things, disagreement. There's questions of judicial reform. There are questions of representation in the cabinet. There are questions of policy in the West Bank and things like this. And there's a lot of division on that. When it comes to defending the country, there's a lot of unity. And I think it's probably similar to something in the United States we may argue. I mean, how many people are very critical of President Trump right now, but they may agree with some of the things he does? You know, so it's not, you can't just paint one broad brush over everything and describe it all. It's complex.
All right. Now, there's a ceasefire because essentially we got involved, mm-hmm, the other night. You happy about that? You not happy about that? Israel is a small country, but powerful. I mean, they've got some punch. And clearly, whatever they did with Iran a week and a half ago, taking out leaders, and I mean, is incredible. But, you know, we finally get involved with our stuff the other night. Mm-hmm. Are you, I don't know, happy about that, or we shouldn't have got involved? I'm just curious.
I'm watching with great concern. I mean, I think that I'm very concerned about Iran as a sponsor of state terrorism, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, things like this, and wherever else they're involved. They were also involved in Iraq, don't forget. I'm very concerned about that. I'm very concerned about the people in Iran being oppressed by this Mullah regime. To the extent we can minimize that damage in the world, I think that's really helpful. Particular military strategy, I don't know enough about military strategy to comment on that.
Okay.
But I'm watching with great concern.
All right. I would like to think that we're at a turning point in history, but we've been in turning point in histories before, and it melts away. All right. I'd like to think that this is something.
Well,
from whatever context you are, do people in Israel feel that way? Like we're on the cusp of something.
I don't know. You know, I think people hope for that. That I just saw something in the paper today. It says something about that. That hope more than thankfulness is the key to happiness in life. And I think that people are hopeful. In the midst of whatever this war is, people going off to war and things like this, and people still get married, they have family reunions, they do things together, they work. And I think this is the way of life, to try to keep working so that when the peace comes, please God, we'll be able to continue.
All right. Let's take a break here. All right. Rabbi David Ostrich is our guest. Again, when I originally reached out to you a few weeks ago, it was about these incidents happening here, mm-hmm. not here, but in our country. And, you know, how are Jewish groups, reacting to that sort of thing? So that we'll take our break. And I want to get more into that, because the stories, again, just some of them are mind-boggling. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
So, folks, let's take a break here, all right? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Good conversation this morning. We'll have more of it right after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
All right, now we're not getting married. Although I noticed that Jeff Bezos, the super, super, super rich guy, he and his girlfriend are finally getting married in Venice, Italy, and apparently the people in Venice are not happy about it because he's taking over the town, and they hate that. Anyway, so I didn't want to play wedding music, but what the heck, it's Hooked on Classics. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Our friend Rabbi David Ostrich, our guest on the program. You have given me an invitation to come visit your synagogue for a Friday night service, and I will absolutely take you up on this, maybe sometime in August. We'll see.
Okay, you must welcome.
Obviously, you do weddings.
Yes.
Right? I'm actually going to a wedding here in a few days. What's a Jewish wedding like? I've never been to a Jewish wedding.
Well, I think, you know, from the outside, it's pretty similar to a non-Jewish wedding, not like a Catholic. We don't have to have a mass or anything like that. But a Protestant wedding, you basically get everybody together, you say some things, and the people are married. We have certain rituals we go through. Technically, there are two parts of the wedding. One, where we ask the people if they take each other, technically the betrothal, and then we chant some wedding benedictions, thanking God for our lives and for our blessings and for the joy between a man and a woman. And then we ask them again, and they put the ring on their finger. So in a sense, there are two times they get married, two times they have to assent to it. There are various Jewish blessings and songs and readings and things like that. So it definitely has a Jewish ambience, but from the outside, it's basically we get together, we say some holy words, and the people emerge married.
Now, we just played the wedding march. You don't have that,
That was Mendelssohn. That was the recessional.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Do you use that? You don't do that.
The music is a matter of people's choice.
Oh. Okay.
There's been a controversy about the dun 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 dun,
yeah,
dun
that
because
one.
That's by Wagner, and Wagner was known as an anti-Semite, and so some people feel like that is inappropriate. And I remember actually it was a big controversy 30, 40 years ago when Zubin Mehta, who is the conductor
director
of the New York Philharmonic, mm-hmm. but also of the Israel Philharmonic, played Wagner for the first time. This was, I guess, in the 70s or 80s. And big controversy because of Wagner. Not only was he anti-Semitic, but his music was used by the Nazis as part of the staging of their big rallies and things like that. Mm-hmm. So some people think it's permanently tainted. Others say, no, it's just music. And so that's one of those conversations that goes on.
I'm curious, what do you think? Tainted or no? If Wagner was played at your synagogue, how would you feel?
I would say it depends on what the people wanted, if the people wanted it. You know, I would explain the issue and let them make their decision. That's the nature of Reform Judaism.
Okay. I'm learning some things here. All right. Reform Judaism versus what?
Orthodox Judaism.
What's the difference?
They are much more fundamentalist and believe that Judaism should stay the way it was many centuries ago without any changes for the modern world. Reform Judaism believes that Judaism has been an evolving, developing religious civilization that has gone through a number of reformations and reorientations over the years, and that similar things in modern times are appropriate. And so we let people make their own decisions as opposed to telling them what God wants them to do.
All right. Now, your congregation is not Orthodox.
Ours is Reformed.
It's Reformed. Okay. Interesting.
Not Reformed, no E-D, just Reformed.
Just Reformed.
There's a Christian group called the Reformed.
Yes.
But this is Reformed.
Okay.
No
right.
E-D.
And then after the wedding, there's a big reception?
Yeah.
All right. Food, dancing, music.
Yeah, depending on what the family wants, you know.
Interesting.
Some people have a more Bezos kind of wedding. Some people have a more simple event.
Yeah, his is, I've got it somewhere. This guy is
$3 million, I heard.
He's like a $30 or $40 million wedding. Now, granted, the guy runs Amazon, and he's got a space company or whatever, so he's got loads and loads of money, and he's trying to essentially take over the city of Venice for his two-day wedding, which is supposed to be tomorrow and Friday. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Well, now, again, out of my budget, so I really can't comment.
Out of my league. All right. Holy. I have two daughters married off, and I'm still paying bills. So, hey, Bezos, send me a check, will you? When I reached out to you a few weeks ago, it was because of these recent incidents that we've had. Two young people in Washington murdered, essentially, I guess, because they were Jewish.
Yeah.
And that incident...
Actually, one wasn't even Jewish.
I thought they were both Jewish.
No, one was Jewish, one was not Jewish.
Oh, okay.
As I understand it. So, but whatever, whether...
They were dating, they were going to get married.
They're part of the Israeli delegation at an
international event. And this person...
Yeah.
And whatever that was out in Colorado, some type of a protest, and some guy shows up with Molotov cocktails, and he's going to throw it into this crowd of people, actually managed to set himself on fire. That was interesting. Are you folks worried about this? I mean, these are very open public events that are going on.
It's terrible, and it's terrible that people would think that this would make a difference or resort to these things. It's a shame for these people to waste their lives by doing this, because their lives are pretty much over. They're not going to make a statement that anybody's going to really hear. So it's a total waste, and it's also causing harm. We are obviously concerned. We have been for many, many decades. Things like the pogroms in Europe and the Nazi atrocities, these don't go unnoticed, and there's a kind of an ancestral genetic memory that goes on in communities, any of communities that have faced oppression in the past, and so they're always sort of looking over their shoulder. And we have an extensive network of defense organizations and connections with the law enforcement, and to make sure that this kind of stuff doesn't happen. I could say that the State College Police and the area police are very, very helpful with us, and they're very kind to us. In fact, I heard about the Tree of Life massacre from Chief John Gardner.
Pittsburgh. That was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. Yeah. But I heard it from – he was at a football game. It was a home football game that weekend. He was very involved in all that, all the law enforcement there. And he called me up and said, you know, we heard about this, and we want to make sure that we're sitting controlled by the synagogue. And so we feel very gratified. We feel very gratified that there is a active defensive presence and awareness, and of course we are vigilant ourselves. So it's scary. It's like you go to a big city, you walk down the street, you have to be careful where you are and who's lurking around. In this particular case, sometimes people come out of the woodwork, and it's can cause a lot of harm.
Has it always been this way?
Well, always meaning, you know, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, there's always been danger out there. There have been times in the United States where it's been more peaceful, and where this kind of anti-Semitic violence was not acceptable. But on the other hand, the temple was bombed in Atlanta in early 1960s. Temple was bombed in Jackson, Mississippi. Radio personality was killed in the 1970s in Denver, a Jewish radio announcer. You know, there have been these attacks. I grew up in the South, and we were always very fearful of the Klan. Now, in my part of Louisiana, there was no Klan, because the Klan not only don't like blacks and Jews, they don't like Catholics. And I grew up in Catholic Louisiana, so
interesting.
The Klan was not present there, but there was present other places, and so people had to be very careful, but and be vigilant. This kind of stuff was, you know, it's sort of part of life, and it's, you wish it weren't, but it is, and so we have to be careful.
Okay. I mean, when you first heard, again, this is several weeks ago when these incidents took place now. When you first heard about those, what did you have an immediate reaction? Like, oh, we got to do something, or?
It's just terrible. I mean, this is, you know, it comes up from time to time, and it's each time is terrible. And the victims do not deserve it. And the perpetrators are somehow twisted and somehow thinking this is going to make a difference as opposed to really wasting their lives. It's just terrible, and we appreciate the support, and we appreciate the law enforcement that can sometimes stop these things and sometimes can find the perpetrators.
All the college protests that have taken place, we'll say recently, mm-hmm. all right, like in the last 2 years or thereabouts, they haven't happened here. Really? I mean,
a little bit here, but not much.
Compared to Penn, Harvard, Columbia, for whatever reason, Ivy League schools. But it's been relatively quiet here, which mm-hmm. is a good opinion. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised?
Well,
Penn State, big school.
It's a big school, but it's not a very political school. I think it's just different atmosphere here than in other places. Columbia is sort of well known for their political activism, and they've over the decades. But there's a difference in activism and terrorism, and the kind of things they won't let people walk on the quad to get to class because they're judging that whether that person is Zionist or not Zionist, or calling for the death of students. This is not activism. This is not free speech, and. I think it was pretty embarrassing for those schools when the presidents could not justify their actions in front of the Congress and in front of the country. You think the smartest people in the country, which is the presumption about those places, would be able to figure out the difference between free speech and political discourse and calling for the murder of other students. It would never be allowed for other marginalized groups, and it was just shocking. It was shocking and it was disappointing. And I think this kind of disappointment is fueling a lot of the resentment about those colleges, both in politics and in the private donation world of private donations.
I'm going to assume your congregation, takes precautions. Does every Jewish congregation take precautions now?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, some have guards when they open the doors. We have security systems and things like that, and. We have to be vigilant.
That would drive me nuts. I mean, my church on Sunday morning, the doors open, people walk in.
Exactly. It's not the old days of keeping the building. I remember when I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the local Episcopal church kept their doors open 24 hours a day.
Yes.
365 days a year, and the homeless would come and sleep in the pews. And at one point, one of the homeless people goes to steal some of the silver, the gold from the ark, and the other homeless people stopped him and said, no, this is where we sleep. You got to treat the place with respect. And so it was, that is the way it used to be in a lot of places, and unfortunately, we're not in that situation anymore. So it's regrettable, but we need to take measures to protect ourselves.
Actually, I'd be curious to know how many churches somehow still do that. I mean, my church where I go is a country church. Mm-hmm. And we used to keep the door open. Now we don't, primarily because the insurance company has told us you must lock the door when you're not there. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the idea is a church should be an open place. You should be able to go. If you want to go at 10 o'clock at night, you can go in and pray and so on. No, now we have to lock the doors because the insurance company says so.
Yeah.
That's not what you folks are facing.
No, it's not that at all. I mean, we are concerned about attacks. And so we have means, and we have, security measures.
Okay.
And it's a shame. It's a shame. And,
All right. Again, it's been a good thing. It's been very quiet here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things, I guess, have calmed down in those other places, although, I mean, you just said, they're very, I guess, politically active places. For whatever reason, Ivy League schools are supposed to be, which I don't understand, politically active. Why they can't just be universities and colleges and just teach people? Why you got to do this other stuff? You don't ever see anything like that happening here or could it?
Little bits and pieces that people try to do that. They have professional organizers come and try to be rabble rousers, that kind of stuff. And what I find interesting there and here as well is that when you have these protests on subject A, there are people who are interested in subject B, C, D, E, and F who come and glom onto it. So if you pay attention to the demonstrations here, other places, it's not only against, say, Israel's policy in Gaza, but also for socialism and for, you know, for this, that, and the other. And it's interesting. I mean, I just take an example. You have the Black Lives Matter movement that started many years ago, and it took an obviously true thing, that Black Lives Matter, and then all of a sudden you had glommed on to anti-capitalism, anti-Zionism, you know, this, that, and the other, and you had all these people sort of join the official group, and it really twisted the whole idea, which was simply a sentiment and a truth that Black Lives Matter, and turned it into something of a political force, but it wasn't, it was far transcended what the original idea was. And many people were turned off because of that, I mean, it's just the fact this is years ago. I went to a political seminar on one subject, and when the guest speaker came to speak, she went on for, I bet it was 20 minutes, it might only have been 10, of identifying all the liberal causes that she agreed with. Lest we think, oh, well, you're okay on A, but not on B. And it was like a ritual declaration, and it was shocking to me. I mean, you find the same thing in Republican politics. You know, can you agree on A but not on B? Well, yes, that's the nature of politics. But people want to try to have purity and litmus tests and things like that, and it can really sour some of these projects.
We've talked about this recently. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have John Fetterman on this show sometime. He's more than welcome. I've put invitations out there, not expecting much. Is John Fetterman Democrat enough right now? So, yeah, we've...
Yeah, I really feel like there's a hit job going on him right now, claiming mental health problems. I mean, he's been admitting the mental health problems, but I really... All these accusations against him sound like a hatchet job. And I was disappointed in Connor Lamb, for whom I voted in the primary last time, who's attacking John Fetterman because, I think John Fetterman's great. And I think that Taylor Swift says haters going to hate, so politicians going to politic. So perhaps that's what Mr. Lamb is doing. But I just feel like, I think Fetterman is an example of somebody who's trying to approach individual subjects independently. And he's getting a lot of criticism from people who want to be all A or all B. And I think he's an open-minded person who is going for real improvement.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he agrees with me on Israel, so I like that.
Well, yeah, he's a big Israel supporter. Yeah. I mean,
if you listen to what he says, he's very intelligent. He's not just doctrinaire. He analyzes the points and he talks about the individual details, and he's quite intelligent, quite well read about this, and it makes a lot of sense. And if he sees President Trump doing something right, he's going to say so. And if he sees him doing something wrong, he's going to say so as well. So, to me, that's refreshing and helpful.
All right. We'll take a break in a moment. Can you stay for another segment?
Yeah.
Or are you out of time? Okay, because I've got some thoughts I want to toss at you. But one final question, all right? Occasionally, we will have a pro-Palestinian rally, usually down at the Allen Street gates, people chanting, signs, the whole nine yards. We've had, I would say, several of those. What do you think? What's your feeling when those sort of things happen? I mean,
I think that's an example of what I talk about, glomming together all these different things. Are they really for the Palestinians who are oppressed by Hamas, who are not served well by the Palestinian Authority? What about the rank and file Palestinian, the average person Palestinian who are not treated very nicely? If you have feminists or gay people, quote, for the Palestinians, what about the plight of women in these Arab countries who are not treated equally at all? What about the gays and lesbians who are not treated equally well at all over there? So if you for, quote, the Palestinian people, which political groups are you choosing to support, and are those groups actually helping the Palestinian people? I wrote an editorial about this in the CDT a while back, and it's like, who loves the Palestinians? And the fact is, the Palestinians have the best life and with more political rights and more economic prosperity are those Israeli citizens, Arab Israeli citizens or Palestinian Israeli citizens. They have the best lives of any of the other Palestinians or pretty much any of the other Arabs in the whole area because they have more political rights. And so who loves the Palestinians? Hamas doesn't. Hezbollah doesn't. The Houthis don't. I don't think the UN does.
Really?
You know, no, the UN is just perpetrating all kind of terrible things to the Palestinians. So it's like, you know, it's a question of what governmental entity is going to help them. And I think when people are, quote unquote, supporting Palestinian rights, they're not really supporting the Palestinians. They're supporting a particular political group who may be using the Palestinians for some other agenda. And it's terrible.
All right, let me take our break here.
Okay.
I've got some follow-up questions. We'll do one more segment. Again, our friend Rabbi David Ostrich is our guest. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Some interesting discussion this morning. We'll have some more after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Leser Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at leserlumber.com. Leser Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-on, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
I don't know, Rabbi, do you like classical music?
Oh, yes.
You do? Okay, all right. Well, then this
was in Arizona, we listened to the Eagles.
Okay.
And we went to Winslow, Arizona, and we saw the statue of the guy hitchhiking.
Okay. So. When I say classical, I'm thinking like Mozart.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that, too.
Okay. All right. Classical music. No, the Eagles.
You want to get controversial, I prefer Bach to Mozart. But
why? Why is that?
I just do.
Okay.
It would take about 20 minutes to explain, and I probably wouldn't do a good job, but I like Bach more than Mozart.
But that's hilarious. Classical music. Oh, yeah, the Eagles. Like,
I was saying, I meant to oppose that. I was not, whatever.
But. Hey, I love the Eagles.
Remember, I'm not responsible for anything I say or do. Just remember that. So.
I was thinking Mozart, Eagles. Yeah, they're equal. Yeah, okay. Just a few more minutes with our guest, Rabbi David Ostrich from the name of your congregation is what again?
Brit Shalom.
Brit Shalom.
The Covenant of Peace.
Okay. So again, you've invited me to a service Friday night. I've never been to a Jewish service. I want to come. Maybe sometime in August, I'll drop you a line.
Please.
I just want to sit in the back of the room. I assume there is a back of the room, and just watch. All right, that's all I want to do. I just want to kind of take it in.
Well, that's welcome.
Okay,
we have visitors all the time, and we're happy to have visitors.
All right, I want to throw some terms at you, and give me some definitions of these terms because they're in the news from time to time, and I think most folks really don't understand what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the hot one, if you will, is anti-Semitism, or maybe we should just start with Semitism. What is that exactly, from your point of view?
Well, as in many things, it's a controversial or complex history of the word. The word was first used by an anti-Jewish organization in Germany in the 1870s or 80s. And they identified Jews as Semites because Semites comes from, you know, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Shem was the ancestor of the family that eventually produced Abraham and then the Jewish people. So Semite was seen as descendant of Shem. But there are other people in that group, including Arabs and other people, you know, so it can be a convoluted term. But by and large, for the last 150 years, anti-Semitism has been people who are against Jews and Judaism. The conversation these days goes when somebody is critical of something Jewish, either religiously or the people, the question is, are they anti-Semitic? That is, are they anti-Jewish or are they leveling a legitimate criticism? Sometimes one suspects or one can perceive anti-Jewish bias in whatever they're saying, that they're not being sympathetic or they're not being judicious. They're just anti-Jewish and they're going to level accusations of Judaism no matter what the situation. Other times people may actually be giving a legitimate criticism, as all groups deserve legitimate criticism. So that's what anti-Semitism is, anti-Jewish. And there are a variety of different definitions that different organizations have tried to promulgate, but basically, it's anti-Jewishness against Jews.
Okay. I mean, an opinion, all right? It's like the word racism. Anytime the word racism is just tossed out all over the place now. Oh, you don't agree with me? Racist, you know? And that drives me insane. I see anti-Semitism in the same direction. Anytime it's anti-Semitism. It just gets tossed out there.
Well, I think you're right. I know that, like, so for instance, when President Obama was in office, if people would criticize him, someone said, "Oh, that's racist." I'm like, "Well, no, maybe he deserves criticism." But on the other hand, there were people who hated him no matter what he did, and because they were racist. In case of anti-Semitism, that's the big question: are people discussing something that Judaism does or Jews do, or is it simply a way of acting on their hatred for Jews and Judaism? And that's the question with anti-Semitism.
Okay.
Similarly with the word Zionism.
There's the other term I was going to toss out. You hear that one every now and then. I think folks are totally clueless. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Okay, well, first of all, Zion is a mountain in Jerusalem. It was where David had his ancient city. Because the modern city of Jerusalem has grown quite a bit. Right. And even after Solomon, it grew quite a bit. But Zion was the mountain. And in the Psalms, Zion is identified as sort of the word used to identify Jerusalem as a whole. And then at some point, it became also a way to symbolize all of the land of Israel. In the 1890s, Theodor Herzl, who was a journalist from Austria, convened an organization called the World Zionist Organization, World Zionist Congress, and they decided they were going to try to reestablish a Jewish state, the ancient Jewish state that existed many times before. And they called it Zionism, meaning the Jewish nationalism, that they wanted to Jewish people to reclaim their own country, their own nation. They called this Zionism. Zionism is the belief that Jews have the right to have their own nationality and their own country. How they got the country is where a lot of discussion goes on. Mm-hmm. Given, taken, robbed, negotiated, all these different kind of questions are brought up. The Zionist position is that Jews have the right to have their own country in the land of Israel. And how they get along with their neighbors is a matter of great discussion. Whether people, non-Jewish people who live there were long-term residents or recent residents is one of the big questions. Also, the question of who's in control. I mentioned before that there is Israeli Arabs or Israeli Palestinians. There are many people in the state of Israel who are not Jewish, who are Christian or Muslim, and who may be Arabic or other ethnic nationalities. They are all given rights, equal rights. So
they can serve in the government.
Oh, yeah. They have had members of parliament who are Arab and Christian and non-Jewish. And then there are also actually secular people who are Jewish by, biology and Jewish by ethnicity, but not Jewish religiously. So it's similar to the United States in that there's a lot of different people from lots of different backgrounds, lots of different opinions, all working together in a democracy.
Okay. Help me out. Somewhere in there is a line as far as, like, the leadership of Israel is concerned, all right? Mr. Netanyahu right now is the prime minister, okay? Could somebody who's Arab or, I don't know, Christian, whatever, eventually become prime minister of Israel?
Yeah.
They
could.
Yeah. I thought that person would have to be Jewish.
I mean, think practically. Because of the nature of the Jewish, most people are Jewish, and I think it's improbable, but it's theoretically possible. And there have been Arabs and Christians and Muslims in the Knesset and in the government.
All right, 2 minutes. I'm going to throw an impossible question at you. Is there an answer to I'll call it the Palestinian problem, dilemma, whatever? Is there any answer to this so that in the future everybody over there lives peacefully?
Golda Meir, legendary Jewish leader, was reported to have said, "We'll have peace." We'll have peace when the Arabs love their own children more than they hate Jews. They won't engage in the war all the time.
Now, she was from the 1970s. Okay, go ahead.
And she was raised in Milwaukee, born in Kiev, raised in Milwaukee.
Interesting.
Moved to Israel as a young woman. She, if the Arabs want and are allowed by their leadership to live in peace with Israel, peace will happen. If you look at 19, 82 when Israel gave back land seized in the Six-Day War. When you look at the Gaza given back in 2005, Israel is willing to give land for peace, but it wants peace. And when Prime Minister Netanyahu says there is no partner for peace, I don't think he's saying a hard no. He's saying until there's a real desire for peace and a willingness to live in peace, there's no use negotiating because, I mean, look what happened. In 2005, Israel gave back Gaza and to the Palestinians. So they have this Palestinian state in Gaza. And what do? They have a Hamas leadership that takes millions upon millions upon millions of UN aid and other aid from other countries. And instead of turning it into a beautiful place, a beach resort, all what you could do over there, they built armaments and they built tunnels and they the hospital's in terrible shape because all the money's going into arms, into fights and like that. Remember, in October 6th or 7th, it was an independent Palestinian state that attacked Israel. Israel was not in control of that land anymore. All those people who were killed at that music festival in Kibbutzim were attacked by people from the Palestinian state over in Gaza. That's is this what freedom brings? Is this a partner for peace? If the Arabs will want peace and will be allowed by their leaders to have peace, then Israel will give land for peace and will make arrangements. Nobody in Israel wants the war. Nobody wants to continue wars. Nobody wants to send their children off to fight. But if it's necessary for safety, they're going to keep doing it.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Well, I enjoy talking to you, and then I learn some things pretty much every time I do. Maybe you don't necessarily agree on everything, but that's okay. Not a problem. So thank you. I'll be in touch when I can come to a service sometime.
Oh, you're most welcome. As anyone else wants to come visit, we're happy to have visitors.
Okay. Your services are Fridays, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
All right. And you have a website, so
yes,
you can look up the website. Again,
BritShalomStateCollege.org.
That's the website address. Mm-hmm. BritShalomStateCollege.org. All right, there you go. Have a good day. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Now, we had a caller there, but we got to take this break here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. One more segment when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Now, here's where I should have a prize, and I would say, okay, which classical composer is this? Now, granted, this is sort of the Hooked on Classics version. All right, if you said Vivaldi, you win. I have nothing to give you, just a thought. But I like Vivaldi. Four seasons. Actually, we're sort of having the four seasons here. Now, the sun just popped back out here at the studio. Back about 8 o'clock when we started the show, it was a pouring rain for just a few minutes. But now, actually, it's hilarious. I'm looking outside. We have a large window. Our studio's on Science Park Road. We have a large window. We got a big parking lot out there. We have a big sidewalk that goes out to the parking lot. A lot of the sidewalk is dried off already. That didn't take very long. I mean, it was pouring here at 8 o'clock, but anyway. All right, we got one more segment of the show. Some thoughts or two. We'll say open line time. All right, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. If you'd like to chime in on what we were just talking about with Rabbi David Ostrich from the State College Brit Shalom congregation, you can do that if you have some thoughts on there. Every time I talk to the rabbi, I learn something new. And it's not so much, it's learning something, but it's also a perspective from here or a perspective from there, which I would say maybe it's always been this way, but in today's day and age, it happens more often. We kind of close off certain opinions, certain groups, certain things. We just close it off. I mean, you know, he and I were talking about, you know, John Fetterman, our U.S. senator. And a couple days ago, or maybe it was last week, there's at least one story out there. Is John Fetterman Democrat enough? which is a ridiculous statement. I mean, it really is. Is he Democrat enough? What the heck is that? Now, I hear it on the other side. Is he Republican enough? Or is she Republican enough? Oh, it's Rhino. Then we get the Rhino stuff. Oh, it's like, whatever. Okay. I've got a very simple rule. You are allowed to disagree. The problem is some people don't believe that rule. All right, now that's an opinion. Some people don't believe that rule. That, oh, no, you've got to toe the line and you've got to be, you know, boom, 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 exact. There's something, we'll take our call here in a moment. I've got a story here, I've actually had it for days, about a college professor who is now, I guess, unemployed. And I question why they're unemployed. All right, but let's hold that thought. We'll take a call again, 814-954-7266, and we'll say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, this is Nabil Mark with the State College Area School District.
Hi, Nabil. How are you?
Here at the end. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. What's up?
So, yeah, we're having a big event tomorrow, and I wanted to tell your listeners about it
that I
thought you might be interested in. So tomorrow we're actually having, in the State College Area School District, our first support staff job fair. So all day tomorrow from 8:30 till 3:30 p.m. at our Panorama Village Administrative Center in State College, we're having an open job fair, And we need all kinds of job positions to be filled before the upcoming school year. So support staff is anyone kind of outside of teachers and administrators. So we're looking for special ed paraprofessionals, athletic department coaches, support staff, game managers, announcers, which I know you know something about, physical plant facilities, custodians, bus drivers, community ed, support staff, or after-school program, all kinds of positions. And we've never done anything like this before, so we're really excited. Anytime throughout the day from 8:30 to 3:30, you can come in, bring your resume, be ready to be interviewed, and possibly be hired on the spot.
Wow. Okay. Now, it's interesting, Nabil, we've talked about this, but mostly about teachers, that there's a teacher shortage seemingly everywhere. There are no substitute teachers anymore. I see these little yard signs, hey, be a hero, be a teacher, you know, these little things. You're saying it's not just teachers. Apparently, this is across the board as far as school jobs are concerned. There's a shortage right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, we plan on, we have enough people, I think, to run our operations, but we're always looking for people. And it's kind of the ebb and flow of whether we're low on bus drivers or sometimes we're low on food service staff or sometimes paras. Like, it depends on the year and everything kind of morphs and smooths. But right now, we're looking for all kinds of positions. We want people who just want to work in our district that like kids. We definitely offer some of the most competitive rate wages in all of Center County. So anyone in our county, even beyond, that is interested in working for the school district in all these different various ways, we'd love to talk to you.
All right. Now, where is this again tomorrow?
So this is right. We kind of have a campus here, and it's in State College, but it's really kind of Bowlesburg, where Mount Nittany Middle School is, Mount Nittany Elementary School, and the old Panorama Elementary School is now Panorama Village Administrative Center, and that's where our central offices are for the district. It's 240 Villacrest Drive, so anytime from 8:30 to 3:30, just stop in, no appointment necessary, and we'd love to talk to you about all these positions.
And this is tomorrow, Thursday.
Tomorrow, Thursday. Yeah, so I'm glad I got in today.
Okay,
so people can plan and stop by.
All right, good timing. All right, well, Nabil, appreciate the call. Thank you. Hopefully we'll get some extra folks to show up tomorrow. Thanks again.
No problem. Can I give one more shout-out before I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just like today. Today's our food service distribution, too, at Oak Hall Park. And throughout the summer, our food service staff are distributing thousands of meals to residents of Center County. And it's just a really great program, and just really proud of our food service workers for all that they do to support and help feed kids and family throughout the county. So today's that distribution. They can go to our food service website if they're interested in learning about that. But I just wanted to give them a shout-out and say thank you for all the work that they're doing.
What's the food service website?
If you just go to, if you just type in on State College Area School District Food Service, they'll pop right up.
Okay. And, all right. Very good. Appreciate the information.
So thank you for all they do.
Yeah.
Right. We look forward to hopefully seeing some of your listeners tomorrow.
All right. That sounds good. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Nabil Mark from State College School District. I know who he is. And that sounds interesting. All right. So if you're job hunting or just, hey, that sounds interesting, why don't you show up tomorrow? All right, using the information that he shared there, all right? 814-954-7266. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes or so. What we were talking about earlier, you know, we put up these walls that, you know, no, are you Democrat enough? Are you Republican enough? Are you something? Are you black enough? I've seen that one. Like, oh, come on. All right, this is getting extreme. There's a story, I've had it in my notes here for several days. Muhlenberg, I guess it was college, is it university now? Muhlenberg, which is over in Allentown. Muhlenberg, I guess, is still primarily a Lutheran college. In other words, Lutheran church-founded college. And Muhlenberg is an old school. I mean, it goes way, way back. In the Allentown area. But from what I understand, that's Lehigh Valley, very diverse population of people at Muhlenberg. They had a controversy recently because they had a professor who, of course, you go on social media, you possibly get into trouble, and it happens to lots of people lots of times. They just kind of bloop, they just put something on social media, and then the whole world sees it, essentially, and then somebody, you know, you get blowback and controversy and so on. So this one professor at Muhlenberg puts, put some blurbs up on social media. She clearly, it's a lady, she clearly is not a fan of the Israeli government. All right, the Israeli government. She is not a fan of Benjamin Netanyahu and the other folks running the Israeli government. And again, these were comments from last fall that she made. And, of course, connected to Gaza, Palestinians, and so on. I mean, she made some hot comments, or touchy comments, if you will. And people saw them. Okay? Now, it really, I guess, didn't have much to do with her professorship at Muhlenberg, like what she taught and so on. She just shared some opinions. Well, some people saw it and did not take kindly, and apparently started complaining to the Muhlenberg brass, you know, their version of Old Main and so on. And according to the story, I guess when the new year started, and her name is Mara Finkelstein, she is Jewish, but she clearly does not like the Israeli government right now, or at that time, and probably right now too, I suppose. And apparently at Muhlenberg, she got called on the carpet, you know, the brass, and was fired because of several social media posts that she put out there against, not against Jews. This was not anti-Semitism. She's Jewish. But somebody complained, some high people above the Muhlenberg brass, like politicians and so on, complained. And I think maybe some people probably on campus complained. And she actually lost her job because she stated some opinions. Now, the thought here is, before we, as we're wrapping up the show here, is that a bridge too far? We've gone too far. All right? First Amendment, freedom of speech. All right? And there forever, there's been arguments, okay, is there a limit on that? And some people want to shift that limit kind of back and forth. The old line is, you can't say fire in a crowded theater. Okay. That's not what this is. This was just somebody who was unhappy with the Israeli government and some things that they did last year, and voiced her opinions on social media. Now, should she have done that? Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. But again, the interesting thing here is she's Jewish, but she doesn't like the government over there. She puts some things out. Some people complain. She gets called on the carpet. Boom, she loses her job. Was that the right thing for Muhlenberg to do? Now, as far as I know, Professor Finkelstein, I don't think has, like, apologized. Maybe she has. I missed it. Maybe she has apologized for her comments on social media, whenever that was, 9 months ago or something like that, or 10 months ago. But still, we're putting these walls up where it's like you almost can't give your opinion on things. And I'll be honest, sometimes here on this show, I don't know how many people we stream worldwide, that sometimes it's like, do I want to say that? And it may be not an innocent thing, but it might be a tough comment. And somebody's, that person should be fired. It's right up there right now. Trump should be impeached. I don't agree with him. Impeach him. That judge made a ruling. I don't agree with it. Impeach that guy. Folks, freedom of speech. An opinion is Muhlenberg went too far on this one. All right, I've got no interest in Muhlenberg. I'm just looking at the story, reading from the outside in. They shouldn't have done that. Because if they do that, now some other folks are going to try doing that. Folks, is that a road we really want to go down? I don't think so. It is. You are allowed to disagree. Hey, folks, a little cooler. Enjoy your Wednesday.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card,